Head Coach Bill Belichick, Pete Shepherd, Steve DiAzzi with you on this New Year's Eve. Happy New Year, sir.
Oh, Happy New Year, Pete and Steve. Thanks to all our listeners. 2013 is a good one for all of us.
Absolutely. Coach, how do you guys approach this bye week?
Well, I think the big thing for us is to improve, try to get better in the areas that we want to target here. I mean, obviously in all three phases of the game, but you know, try to specifically target some things that we need to get better on. And you know, at the same time, we can take a little bit of a look ahead to our three opponents. There are some common denominators with those teams and some things we can work on, I think, could apply to, you know, whoever we play, certainly from our execution standpoint, more so than, you know, like trying to game plan them, but just trying to improve what we're doing.
I mean, we asked this the same kind of questions in 01, in 03, in 04, in 07, every time that you guys have been either the one or the number two seed. You just hit on it a little bit. But do you hypothesize, do you take an educated guess to say maybe Houston, look at it from a statistical standpoint, maybe Houston probably had, seeding-wise, had a better chance to beat Cincinnati, and maybe you concentrate on them just a little bit more than, say, Indianapolis or Baltimore?
We'll be ready for all three teams. And, of course, we'll know Saturday night whether it's Houston or the winner of the Baltimore-Indy game. Mm-hmm. So, come Saturday night, we'll either plow full steam ahead on Houston, or we'll spend Sunday morning, getting ready for Indianapolis or Baltimore, however it goes. You know, Baltimore's the team that we've played them furthest back. And as always, like we talked about before, there are people in our organization that work as advanced scouts to compile the information that we need. So they'll continue to do that. Really, we'll concentrate on things that will help us be a better football team, hopefully.
Coach, how important was the performance yesterday in light of the Jacksonville game and going into the playoffs?
Well, it's always good to play well. I don't really think there's a lot of carryover from one week to the next, good or bad. It's a new week, it's a new matchup, and all new challenges. But it's good to see the preparation and hard work from the week and from the practice field transfer over into the game execution and become the reality of a good performance. So I think that's probably the biggest thing for us.
Coach, I thought the offensive line, you could tell early on that they were right on. Our first series, you could tell that. I thought it was going to be a long day for Miami as far as getting to the quarterback. It was a little bit easier the last couple of weeks for Jacksonville and San Fran. But the guys really played in sync yesterday.
Yeah, the offensive line did a good job. But, again, I think it goes back to just, good team offense, because when the receivers create separation and they're open, it's easier for the quarterback to get rid of the ball. We don't have to block them as long and all that. And when we block them long enough, gives the receivers enough time to actually get into their route, set it up, and win with some separation. So we had a lot of elements of both of those in the passing game, with protection and good route running. Receivers able to get open and get some separation, tomping the ball on and all that. So it was good. I think it was a good team effort. But certainly the offensive line did a good job. That's a good defensive front. And they held their own in the passing game and in the running game, because we ran the ball. We got good production out of the running game, yardage-wise, but also the number of attempts helped keep them from getting their pass rush, cranked up. And being a one-dimensional game, we were able to keep them off balance with the running game as well as the passing game.
Bill, is there anything in particular that your team needs to improve upon going into the playoffs?
Well, I think there's a lot of things that we can do better. We'll emphasize, and that's coaching and playing. We'll take those. Try to spend tomorrow and probably a little bit of time the rest of the day here, and then tomorrow really trying to take a good look at that, prioritize them. Things that we think we might want to use in the coming weeks, make sure that we get some extra time on those and get our execution timing up. Well, we'll kind of spend more time on that tomorrow, specifically detailing out exactly which things we need to work on and how much time we need to allocate to them.
Is there any update on Rob Ninkovich?
No, I don't have anything for you.
I wanted to touch on Gronk a little bit. I was in for about a quarter of your plays yesterday, 24 to 75, and on 19 passes, 5 runs. It did Was that about what you expected him to be, or was he in a little bit more than you thought because he was feeling so good and playing so well, even though it was with one arm, basically?
We didn't really have any set number, set plays for him. But, you know, we got him in the game and in a few situations, you know, on third down in the right area and other things like that. So it was good to have him back out there, and I think he's continuing to make progress on the practice field. This is his first game action since the Indianapolis game, but he's worked on the practice field, and that's gotten better. So hopefully this will take him a step closer to being back to giving us a, you know, the full performance that we've seen from him so many times.
Bill, as a NFL head coach, have you ever been privy to coaching four running backs at one time that can make you know, an impact like all four of these guys can? They all do something a little bit different. You put them in at all different times. I mean, that's a tremendous advantage to have four. It's usually a good advantage when you have one or two, but to have four, what's that like?
Well, it's been a good position for us this year. You know, those guys are young and they're healthy, and they've been able to take a lot of reps and give us a lot of production at that position, both offensively and in the kicking game. Certainly Brandon and Woody, Shane, those guys have all from time to time given us production in the kicking game as well, in the running game and the passing game. I think that it's a position that has good balance. Those guys can run, they can catch, they're tough. They show up in special teams, so it's a good group. They complement each other well. We've got production out of all of them, so it's been a good position of strength for us this year.
On the other side of the ball, you had a couple guys step up that we've seen some of this year, and Francis and Scott. How did they look on film today?
You know, we got good contributions from a number of guys that haven't played as much as some others, like those guys, like Derek Martin, like, you know, so those guys really, you know, they've stepped up and given us some good snaps there. And it's been good, you know, just improves our depth. You know, Patrick's played in there the last couple of weeks and been solid. Tavon's got an opportunity to play some as well. So that's been good. Kyle playing back outside with Devin. I think that'll help our overall depth and just confidence as a team. Know that we have that, you know, players that can step into those roles. Malcolm stepped in there and helped us in the kicking game. But, you know, certainly on the pass rush, Trevor and Jermaine coming back and Justin Francis, those guys, you know, they showed up with some pressure on the quarterback, and that was good to see.
Last week with Tlaib and Tlaib being limited and Denner not being able to play, and this week both of those guys out, certainly seemed like night and day with McCourty and Arrington being forced to, you know, to play a lot more corner. Did they just have a better week of practice because, or was it, or what was it? Because they overall the secondary played, I thought, a real good game yesterday.
Well, I think again it was kind of a function of overall team defense. At times we had good coverage and our pass rush was able to get there. At other times, the pass rush was good, and the quarterback really didn't have the time to see the field or look to receivers, which maybe weren't always perfectly defended. But the total product of it was, you know, a good solid effort, and I thought that our communication defensively was good in the secondary. I mean, given, you know, Martin was the new kind of nickel back in there, and you know, we played three safeties. So I thought that was you know, on their different formations, and they were kind of trying to hurry up there at times and go into their two-minute mode there at the end of the half and at the end of the game. I thought we handled all those situations fairly well with some guys that were in either different spots or, you know, hadn't really been in there too much. And so that was good. Our secondary gave us a good solid day yesterday.
Coach, have you had a chance to, or do you have plans to talk with Romeo Crennel at all?
Right now, Steve, we're just trying to focus on, you know, getting our team ready to go for the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. No consultants this year or anything like that?
Not at this point, no.
Very good.
A number that maybe some people don't know, but you talk about being a tremendous asset. And I mean, you know, everybody talks about Brady every week, but my goodness, Coach, becomes the first quarterback yesterday in NFL history to throw for a touchdown pass in all 16 games in three consecutive seasons. I mean, That's mind-blowing when you think about it, to be able to do that in this day and age.
Well, Tom's certainly a great quarterback, and no quarterback I'd rather have on our football team than Tom Brady. But again, that being said, offense is a team sport, and you need all 11 guys to be productive there, and I think it really speaks to the entire offensive unit. There are great players on every team in this league, but you've got to have other players to complement them, and you know, one guy is only as good as what the other 10 people make them. So Tom's done an outstanding job this year and through the years of running the team and making great throws and clutch throws, especially in the red area and on the goal line where the coverage is always tight and third down. I mean, that's always been a real strength of his. But our receivers and our offensive line, our backs, our tight ends, they've all stepped up and made their plays too, or created those routes and separation and, you know, opportunity to look to his second and third receivers, and Tom's been able to find them. So it's really, I think, a good team offensive performance yesterday and even through the years to produce those kind of numbers.
Bill, has he evolved over the years? I'm sure he has, in terms of his input into the offense, and how much discussion or input does Tom have in this offense?
Well, I'd say that, I mean, some certainly, mm-hmm. But I think the key thing for most players, really, I'd say pretty much all players, is to be able to just think about what they have to do. You know, hear the play, go out there and think about what. You know, what are the options on this play, or what adjustments will I have to make on this play, and then go out there and be aggressive and do it. And for a quarterback, sometimes it's a, you know, either or play, you know, a check with me play, a run this way or a run that way based on the defensive look or that kind of thing. But you know, my experience with players has been it's hard when you just kind of give them the whole playbook, you know, and let a quarterback call plays or give a defensive signal call or four or five different options. If you can do this, you can do that, you can do this, or do something else against different looks. And sometimes you end up either getting nothing done right, or the communication is, you know, a struggle to get all 11 guys on the same page when you're trying to get into the perfect defense or the perfect offensive play, that kind of thing. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, do we talk about things during the week? Sure. I think, you know, you do that with any quarterback. And Tom's has great input because of his experience in the system and also his natural football instincts and understanding the game and what he can do and what some of our teammates can do, what he has confidence in. But at the same time, I think Tom really, really prefers to just go out there and get the play and go out there and run it and get it executed well. And then he can just concentrate on that and not try to, game plan and call plays and all that. So there's a little bit of a balance in there, but again, my experience has been most players really like to just go out there and be able to do their job, know what it is, go out there and do it aggressively and make it happen rather than be involved in the structure and the play calling of what's happening.
Coach, last couple of weeks, San Fran and Jacksonville, I think the third down conversion rate was about 6 for 22. Not used to seeing that. You were up around the 52% mark yesterday, back at the 50% mark for the game. I think it was 8 of 16. Is that something that you emphasized in practice last week?
Oh, sure, absolutely, Pete. We emphasize it every week, and I thought that was a good. Miami's a good third down defense. They're one of the top third down defenses in the league, and of course. Not being in a ton of third downs, picking up some first downs on first and second down, or keeping the third downs kind of manageable so we're not in third and 20s all day, that's a big part of it too. And I thought that we executed fairly well in those situations, along with the red area and goal line. That's another area. Those are other areas that the Dolphins led the league in, was their overall red area and goal line defense inside the five. We were able to convert in those situations and run the ball in. You know, we had the two drives at the end of the first half where we drove it for about 6 minutes and went in there for a score and didn't leave much time on the clock for Miami. And then, at the end of the game, we did the same thing. We had a good drive where we possessed the ball and drove it down there and finally punted it down to him, but, you know, left him without much time and put him on a long field. So a lot of the situational football, third down, red area, goal line, 2 minute, 4 minute, if you will, all those situations I thought were pretty good for us offensively yesterday. And as you said, it's a big improvement from what we'd seen the past couple of weeks.
All right, finally, wild card weekend. Obviously, you have the bye week. Will you and your coaches, like, so I could picture all you guys around a big table with a bunch of subs and you know, and sodas. You guys can all hang out, watch the game. How does that work? Do you watch all four games together, or are you?
I don't think so. I think we'll, you know, we'll definitely be ready to go Sunday morning. And if Houston wins on Saturday, then we know who our opponent is, and Sunday morning, then we'll be putting everything we have into getting the finalizing the scouting report on Houston, the game plan, and so forth. If the game doesn't turn out that way, then we'll be ready for the result of the Sunday game, and we'll be in here kind of keeping one eye on the game and, you know, another eye on the preparation things that we're doing for those two teams. So as soon as we know who it is, then that settles everything. Until we know, then our advanced people are kind of doing a little bit of work on everybody, and we'll try to sort it out. Different coaches will sort out and work on different areas as we get closer to the weekend and start to, you know, pull our scouting report materials together.
All right, Coach, congratulations on another great regular season and the bye week, and good luck in the playoffs rest of the way, and happy New Year to you and your family.
Well, thanks, Pete. I appreciate it. And, Steve, same thing to our listeners. Appreciate the support. It was a great crowd out there yesterday. And, you know, the snow and the cold weather and everything, it's just made for a great, great environment. And glad we were able to, you know, deliver. And the results yesterday came out favorably for us all the way around. So looking forward to a good year. Happy New Year to all the listeners. And look forward to talking to you next week. So, thanks, Pete, Steve. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks a lot. That's Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. And